Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio. And again, we are here and we pray that you are with us today. For we always say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Well, I hope you have come ready, come hungry to the table of grace as we break bread together, pursuing his word, thirsting after God and his truth, and just allowing ourselves to be saturated in his love. My co-host, Minister Harold Copeland, and I are ready to just dig in to a new component under this beautiful series, under the umbrella of discipleship. And our focus today is the very nature of God. I'm sure you're smiling because it brought a smile to me just to know more about our Father which art in heaven. So listen to this. God told Moses to go and tell Pharaoh, I will, no. I was, no. I am, sent you. Now this is what God told Moses. God told Moses to tell Pharaoh, I am, and that's all caps, sent you. Not I will or I was, but he said, I am, sent you. Now this is the command that God gave Moses to Pharaoh in Egypt. So with this type of authority, everything comes under his submission. For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thorns or dominions, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him, according to Colossians 1:16. To the King of authorities, all things were created through him and for him. All things, King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. And that is a amen. According to 1 Timothy 1, verse 17. Now, if you don't know by now, our God is an awesome God, full of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and yes, control. A nature born again believers have within. Now don't miss that. Our God, oh yes, he's awesome in all of his nature, full of love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. A nature that you and I, believers, born again, have within. So my co-host, Minister Harold Copeland, and I, we are going to further dig in and reveal to you the very nature of God. So get your Bibles ready, or your phone or your tablet, whatever device you have, and bring a humble and thirsty heart to the table that you would continue to be fed this good food for the soul. Minister Copa?
Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In all things. In all things. And that goes along with the all things was created by him, through him, for him, and for his glory. So in all things, give thanks. In all things, give thanks. For this is his will for you, for me, and for everybody else who's in Christ Jesus concerning our Lord and our God. Hello again, everybody. We welcome you. God bless you. As you know, I am Brother Harold Copeland. And along with our host, Minister Cornita Smith, we are here in the studio today. And we always like to welcome everyone to Mission from the Heart radio broadcast. We always want you to know that it is always an honor to fellowship with you concerning the truth of the Word of God. We want you to know we love you, appreciate you, and we thank God for your life. But, that's right, but most importantly, God loves you. He has a plan for your life. And every time, you can't miss one, but every time you open your heart to receive the Word of God, God is downloading revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit into your heart. And that revelation knowledge will release God's divine plan for your life into your heart. And you too, yes, you. Because God has included you on this journey, you shall stand and you shall fulfill God's destiny and plan for your life. As was said earlier, we are still on the series under the umbrella of discipleship. And as was discussed, the topic today is the nature of God, the very nature of God, the true nature of God. Just get ready. I think this is the most important teaching that we can ever do in any series. And you'll find out that it's very important to know God by his true nature, his very nature, in order to have that relationship that his heart desires to have with us. So we're going to go ahead and dive on into the teaching. And as always, we like to start out with our lunch pad scripture. And our lunch pad scripture for this series comes out of the book of Matthew, chapter number 28, starting with verse 16 through verse 20.
28:16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain where Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen.
Amen. And the focus on this topic, as we develop a foundational scripture for this topic, this particular topic, the nature of God, the very nature of God, the true nature of God, as we release that, and we want to focus on a word called know, which we're going to hear throughout this teaching, this topic, a word that I love, I highly emphasize it, know, K-N-O-W, and we can use it as ongoing, new, know, new, K-N-E-W, no, K-N-O-W, because once the nature of God, the true nature, very nature of God is revealed to you, to me, then our step is to get to know, K-N-O-W, to know his nature. So our foundational scripture will come out of the book of Philippians. The book of Philippians, chapter number 3. Philippians chapter number 10.
Philippians 3, verse 10. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. And if I may take a, this is one of my favorite scriptures, just to read it in the Amplified translation. One translation that I had to memorize this verse, which was a struggle for me, but I did get it. And it reads this way, Philippians 3:10 in the Amplified translation for those who may be taking notes. And this, so that I may know him, experientially becoming more thoroughly acquainted with him, understanding the remarkable wonders of his person more completely, and in that same way experience the power of his resurrection flows and is active in believers, and that I may share the fellowship of his suffering by being continually conformed inwardly into his likeness, even to his death, dying as he did. Amen.
Amen. That's a beautiful translation of that scripture. That translation tells it all. In all reality, we can put our pens down and close our Bibles and we can go home. But since the Spirit of God has ordained to bring forth a teaching through that, we're going to go ahead and let God have his way, that I may know him. And that emphasis on know will always come out today. It's not intellectual. We're going to miss it. if we try to intellectualize the gospel. I'm talking from experience. I was an intellectualized Christian for years. I didn't have any, didn't receive any blessing, didn't see any miracles, didn't have any peace, didn't have any joy. Didn't know the love of God. I didn't know his nature. I was trying to analyze it. But Jesus said in John chapter 6, verse 63, that my words are spirit and my words are life. Amen. And we got to know and receive in our spirit the word of God. And as that word is revealed unto our spirits, we start to develop our intimate relationship with our God, and we begin to know him as he knew us, the very nature of God. If we really knew in our Noah, not our heads, if we really knew God and understood God in our Noah through his word, by the power of his Holy Spirit, we will know how wonderful of a father he is. And we would have no trouble at all believing him. Yes, we would have no trouble believing God. And we would have no trouble believing his word. The true nature of God. You know, the body of Christ trying to get to our God individually, collectively. We focus on teaching as faith, increase our faith. Then we'll be there. We'll get there. If we increase our faith, we'll get there. Wherever there is, whatever there is, we'll get there. Let's just confess the word, 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 and we'll make it. Wherever making it is, wherever that is, we'll make it. And we'll develop the faith that we can have, that we need to walk with our God. There was a time when the disciples asked Jesus, increase our faith. Jesus required, already dealt you the measure. All you need is mustard seed faith. Don't get me wrong. Now, I believe in speaking the word. I don't think there's many that speak the word more than I do. I believe that even the scripture tells us. Let's go to Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4. And verse 4.
Matthew 4:4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
It can't be said any clearer than that how important the word of God is. And that's the master speaking that. Our Jesus, our Christ, our higher power. And I'm in agreement with that. And even the ones that say we need faith, Let's go to the book of Hebrews. And while we're going to the book of Hebrews, I'm going to get a little humor and tell a little joke. Do you know why the lady do not make the coffee in the morning anymore? Because the Bible says, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6.
But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
Amen. So we see how important the word of God is. I'm going to agree with it. The master said it. And then in Hebrews, without faith, it's impossible. We can't even go that way. To try to please our master without faith, it can't even happen. So I'm in agreement with that. But I also believe that something very important has been missed. Having faith in God means to develop a relationship. Somebody say relationship. My heart just burns when I say that word. Relationship. Not to get off the topic, but when the disciple was walking on Emmanuel's road and Jesus came up and began to walk with them and began to talk with them, they did not recognize who he was. And they just enjoyed that fellowship with him. And on his departure, when he left, they looked at each other and said, when he spoke, then it just burned in time like fire. Amen. And when I say that word, relationship, man, it just burns. I can imagine what they were sensing and what they were going through in the spirit. Amen. Because when I say relationship, amen, that relationship that God wants to have with us. And to have that relationship with him, to the point that we know, maybe that word, let's catch it. It's not head knowledge. Somebody's going to get that revelation today, and life's going to come alive in their spirit, man. But it's hard to know, to have a relationship, to know. Amen. An intimate knowing of the heart, to know him. So well, I mean, have an intimate relationship in the heart. So well, to the point that we can just completely trust him. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's that knowing. Amen. And in that knowing, we receive that word where Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Amen. That word begins to come alive in our knower because we have that relationship with him on the inside. Not an intellectual, but an intimate relationship. And then faith come alive because we need faith to please him. And just that relationship make the word come alive. And that relationship with him and our knower make faith arise. And we can begin to walk with him. We can begin to sense him. Amen. His nature. Glory to God. That nature that does not change, amen. And I'm not in a rush to get there, amen, because it remains the same all the time, amen, regardless of us. It doesn't change his nature, man. doesn't change. It doesn't fluctuate. Man, it doesn't go up and doesn't go down. It's just solid as a rock. Glory to God. We can stand on it. Amen. So having faith in God means to develop a relationship with him to the point where we know intimately, we know him so well, completely trust him. For example, a good earthly father carries his little daughter around. She never has to say, I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that my dad will not drop me. She never has to say, I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that my dad's going to feed me. Because that daughter do not have to strive to believe that her father is going to be good to her. She just rests and relax in her loving relationship with him. She knows, and her knowing is not intellectual either. She knows that her father is going to take care of her. Why? Because she knows him. She knows his character. And she knows his very nature. She knows the nature of her father. And she can trust him because she knows he loves her. In the same way, once we simply get to know God better, we will see it's easy to have faith in him to provide what we need. And since everything we receive from God comes by faith, even our salvation, knowing him intimately is very, very, very important. Everything we receive from God comes out of knowing him, knowing his very, not intellectually, but out of your heart, intimate, loving relationship with our Father. Now, one of the reasons the Christian life has been so hard for a lot of us, and notice I say us, U.S., include the super saints, with all the faith and with all the confession, us. The reason it became so hard for us is because we haven't really developed a personal relationship with God. We really don't know him intimately because we still don't have a revelation of his nature, his very nature, his true nature. We're going to tap into it. Amen. Because his nature never changed. Amen. Glory. Amen. In spite of us, if we up, his nature's still the same. If we down, God's nature's still the same. God's nature remains the same always. Amen. That I may know him. Amen. And the power of his resurrection. Amen. And the fellowship of his suffering. You know, and then, you know, sometimes I have to ask, God, why did you do that? Why did you go so much extent to what you've done that you would send your son to the cross and suffer and bled and died for me? His nature made him do it. Glory to God. We're going to tap into that. I know some of you are already going to tap into it. With all of your heart, the glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. When you tap into it, never unplug again. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Okay, well, when we really know God is trustworthy, his nature is so awesome that we can trust him. Just like that little girl that trusted her father in everything. Amen. What more can we trust our Heavenly Father? It's not hard to believe God if we know his nature. Faith, we don't have to pray for faith. Faith is a direct response, a knowing in your knower. In our knower, faith is a direct response of knowing in our knower the very nature, the very nature of God. It'll never be hard to believe him. It'll never be hard to walk with him. It'll never be hard to trust him. Once the revelation of his nature is revealed to our heart, and once we decide, just, I'm going to believe his word, I'm going to trust God, it won't be hard to walk with him in the cool of the day the way Adam did. And that's the walk he desired for us to have with him in this hour. But if we don't know God very well, if we do not know his nature, his very nature, his true nature, Satan began to discredit God in our minds. Satan began to say all kind of false things about God in our hearts. And we began to accept them. And it disconnects us from the true nature of who God really is. That's what Satan did to Adam and Eve, and he's doing it today. The word of God is simple. We have to have somebody help to misunderstand it. And unfortunately, we do get the help through religion and even through the works of our enemy, the devil. There is nothing hard about the word of God. But the biggest problem is sometimes we get around the word and we're not hearing. Our minds, our hearts are somewhere else. We're thinking about the breakfast we just had. We're thinking about what we're going to go to eat after church is over. We're just thinking about other things that we're not hearing. And we can't develop our faith to receive. Let's look at Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Romans chapter 10, verse 17.
Romans 10:17. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Amen. And we got to hear, not with our carnal ears, but the ear of our spirit, man. Paul says in the book of Ephesians that, number one, our eyes come open. And then in Revelation, John says that we hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. That's a spiritual hearing. And that we see what the Spirit is doing within the church. And that's a spiritual see. We'll never be able to see with our spiritual eyes or hear with our spiritual ears if we are busy doing other things. Understanding that God is a good God. He's a good God. And that he loves us. He's a good God that loves us, and his goodness and his love for us never change. And this takes away Satan's weapon that will bring division between our hearts and God's heart. Let's read Psalms, the book of Psalms. Very familiar scripture. Psalms chapter 100. Verse 5.
For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations.
Amen. God is good. And God is love. You know, we may have been believing and praying for healing. And we know there's a scripture that says, by his stripes we was healed, coming out of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. And we've probably been to all the faith teachings and to all the confession of the word teaching and all the principle that goes along with healing. But there's still a nagging doubt within us. And in it, there's a fear, and that fear makes us wonder, is God really going to heal me? But fear is totally cast away from us if we understand the perfect love of God. Let's read 1 John. 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18.
1 John 4, verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love.
Amen. The door is opening for us to walk into the very nature of God. We have to get rid of that fear, that doubt, that's wondering, will he do it for me? If we are fearful, wondering if God will he actually come to pass Will God will actually come to pass for me? Did that little girl say that about her father? Would daddy actually feed me? Is daddy actually going to hold me? What more can we be assured that God will shall come to pass because of his perfect love that he has for us? His immense love, and love takes us, perfect love, immense love, takes us to his nature. The perfect love that never changes. His love is so perfect, and we're going to read what he done for us in the book of John. The book of John, chapter 3. The book of John, chapter 3, verse 16.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen. Now, if God loves us enough to send his only Son to die for us, wouldn't you think he loves us enough to bring about his will in our lives if we just be obedient to him? That's the big O word, obedient to him. We may know of God, but if we really know that God loves us and we really know the love that he has for us, the love that is his very nature, for God is love, we wouldn't doubt him so easily or question his willingness to help us. No one could discredit God so easily if we just understood how much he cared for us, just like that little girl did concerning her father. Our relationship with God, intimate relationship with God wants us to be assured that we can trust him, just like that little girl, that we can trust him because he has our best interest in his heart of love for us, no matter what situation may be. And maybe that there's somebody out there that was like me. I came out of being a Pharisee and a Sadducee, very religious head, and I got saved, but I didn't know God's nature. I didn't believe God loved me. And after coming out of being a Pharisee, he just thought I was all that and walking in the spirit of pride, because I can count all my sins on one finger. But when sin overtook me, and because I didn't know the loving nature of God, I didn't feel like I could go to him and turn to him, because I thought he was a big bad judge that had a big gavel in his hand ready to pop me upside my head for all the wrong that I had done. But that's not God's nature. And maybe some of you have fallen into sin like I did, and you think that is over, and the devil is keeping you down, lying to you about your circumstances and situation, telling you God don't love you, he'll never be able to love you. Well, God very nature is love. And as the Spirit is moving today and drawing your heart and your mind into the heart of God, I'm going to stop. I'm going to drop. And we're going to pray And I'm going to release it over to Minister Kanita Smith that she can take us to the cross which is the greatest expression of the nature of God, the love that he showed for us when we were yet sinners. Minister Smith.
Amen. Amen. So this is a time in the broadcast where we want to extend Jesus to you. For those who may not know him, who struggle wanting to come to him and didn't know how, then this is your opportunity today to come to know the Lord intimately, as Minister Copeland mentioned in the lesson today, to know him for yourself, to know that you know that you know. One of his favorite words, K-N-O-W, in your Noah, that your spirit would come alive in Christ. And as we extend Jesus to you, he extends his hand that you would latch on, cleave to him tightly, that the two will become one in spirit. Revelation 3:20 says, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with you, and he with me." John 1:12 puts it this way, "Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right, children of God." So this is the gospel. Jesus wants you, and I know you want him. So let's go to the foot of Jesus and make our petition known, that you would surrender your life to him, come in to you. Now, this is the very nature of God. As Minister Copeland has been sharing the word of God, expressing and explaining and exposing the very nature of God in Scripture. So as my brothers and sisters partner together with us today, we encourage you that you would humble your heart wholeheartedly. Repeat after me. Now, it's my words, but it's your heart, that God sees and he knows. So we ask that you be honest and real with God. This is a serious moment in your life. So my brother and sister, let's pray together and lift up that one, as I always say, lift them up in the name of Jesus, as we pray for those who want to give their heart to him. We encourage you to continue to intercede for them, that they would come to know Jesus as well. So let's pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Lord, I come to you with outstretched hands, humble heart, the best I know how. And I cry out to you, Lord, to save me. I believe by faith that you died on the cross for me. You redeemed me with your very life, that I would live eternally. Lord, I trust you, I love you, and I know that I could not do it by myself, in my own strength. I've even tried, Lord, and I failed every single time. Lord, I need you. I need you right now. Lord, at times I feel messed up on the inside. My mind has me thinking that I shouldn't even be alive. My words that I say, Lord, I know they are not right. I have not glorified you, and I pray and ask that you teach me how to do that. Here I am, Lord. Here I am. I know I'm a sinner, but I also know that Jesus' blood covered my sin. And I'm so thankful for that. Lord, I trust you. And I need you. I love you. And I extend and surrender my life to you. By faith, I believe, Lord. In Jesus' holy name, I pray. Amen. Well now, welcome, welcome, welcome into the family of faith in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord from whom all blessings flow, that you have committed your life to him, and now you are free indeed. For the Holy Spirit lives with inside you, God himself. Hallelujah. And we encourage you to seek out a Bible teaching church, that you would be baptized by submersion of water, and that you would seek out a discipleship small group within that church or a Sunday school class, that you could continue to grow and go in grace. Now let me tell you, my brother and my sister, this journey, it's not always easy and it's not always simple. But one thing we can tell you, it is worth it. It is worth struggling for, trusting God for, believing with your by faith that he will bring you through every situation. We are super excited that you have placed your hand in his hand and that you have pressed your heart into his heart, that the two are one. Hallelujah. So, Minister Harold, we are excited, and we will continue with our lesson.
Brother Praise Harry. The Lord. I would like to welcome my brothers and sisters into the family of love. Every time you see the name of God, you can always switch it or replace the name of God with love, because God is love. Welcome to this loving journey. And welcome on this loving journey. And welcome into this loving journey. And as you begin to walk, you will begin to learn. There was a song that was out in the Christian world. It said, I want to know what love is. And by you coming into this family of love, you have positioned yourselves to know what love is. Separated from this love and not being part of this family, we looking for love, but we're looking in all the wrong places. There's a void on the inside of us. It's empty. And the only one or the only person that can fulfill that empty void is love, himself. And when we find ourselves outside of the family of love, the emptiness is still there and the desire to fulfill it is still there. And we reach out to other things and we reach out to other people. We reach out to habits and immorality, try to fill that empty void on the inside of us. And we don't stand a chance outside of the family of God. But now, hallelujah, since you have opened your heart and allowed the spirit of love to come into you. See, this love is so awesome and marvelous and wonderful, the love of God, the nature of it is so awesome. Even Paul himself said, that I may know, that great man of God walking with God in power and authority. But every day he was walking toward love with all of his heart. And saying, God, give me more, give me more, give me more, give me more, give me more. Paul said, that I may know, have an intimate relationship, have an intimate relationship with the love of God. Well, he said, that passes knowledge. Amen. And the first thing God has to do is to get us out of our own knowledge. That's why he said, lean not to your own understanding, because this love is past human knowledge. I'm still wondering why he loved me today. Glory to God. But I've grown up a little bit and stopped trying to figure it out and just open my heart and receive it. Because that's who he is and that's what he do. That's what God does. He loves beyond the human imagination. Paul said that I may know the height of it. And what he was saying is you can't go over it. That I may know the depth of it. What he was saying is you can't even go under it. The length, the width, the breadth of it. He's saying you can't even go around it. Amen. So the wise thing for us to do is just say, surrender. I'm here, Lord. And I don't know how long God is going to stay on this, but I know this is the most important teaching that we can get in this hour. Amen. Even while I was studying this week, God was saying that, glory to God, I'm placing my people into a place, amen, and it's a realm of love. But he say, I'm not asking them to love me. He say, I'm asking them to let me love on them. Amen. So I don't know how long we're going to stay in this. I'm just going to be obedient to the Spirit of God. But in closing, amen. In closing, in this hour, this day, take a moment and be still and open your heart. Say, God, love on me. God, I surrender for you to love on me. We in the family, but we want the revelation. We want the true revelation of his nature, that we can receive it in our heart, and then we can get up and we can take it to somebody that didn't know, just like we did. I love you. God love you. Be blessed. Minister Smith?
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. I tell you, it has been such a blessing to hear Minister Copeland share the heart of God through scripture and the nature of God, love being his very nature. So I hope and pray, my brothers and sisters, that you will continue to spend time with us every week with Mission from the Heart Radio, and just going a little deeper in scripture, getting a little better and deeper understanding of his word. Now that's discipleship, as we come together and learn together. This is what God wants his children to do. And as Minister Copeland said, that we go and share the gospel, as well as it says in Matthew 28:16-20, our foundational scripture for this teaching series under the umbrella of discipleship. Now, this is the purpose. In the midst of all of our gifts that God has blessed us with, we are to go and share the gospel of Jesus Christ in the special way that he has purposed in your heart to do it. This is what pleases him, to let others know about the gospel of Jesus Christ, the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. So praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This does bring us to the end of this broadcast. But we will continue this teaching series under the umbrella of discipleship. Always remember that the grass withers and the flowers, they fade away season after season. But we can rest assured and stand firm that the word of God will remain forever and ever. God bless you, my brothers and sisters, and Minister Copeland, and I will meet you again at Mission from the Heart Radio.